Everything is running.
Yes, we...
Don't touch me, please.
So we met before, 2 years ago, same place, just over there. Yeah. I don't know if you remember. I remember, yes. But we last time we did a card game. Maybe you remember. Also the remote thing, but cards with beginnings of sentences.
Yeah,
and now we have a new game.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe you know the game. It's called Jeopardy. You know the game? Yes. So we have five categories and points.
Okay.
And you play...
Against.
So, yes.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
Yes. So, and we can tell so much before, both win.
So we just choose one, and then we say what is, right?
No. So there's also a kind of a question or a topic, and you can say what comes to your mind or a story to it. And then when your challenger has to say if it is okay and you get the points, or if you think you can tell a better story, then you can tell your story and you will get the points.
Steal the points.
And then we decide who's better.
I understand. Yeah, we can give it a try. I'm not that quick in thought.
Yeah. And maybe crime 1000 is too hard.
So, spoiler,
when you have some trauma, don't do this.
No. Okay.
Don't choose it.
Should we start now?
Yes.
Start.
Yeah.
I'll go for a crime, 1000. No.
Don't do it.
Politics, 500.
Politics, 500.
Yeah.
Have you ever supported or participated in political actions or protests? And what were your experience?
Yes, I have. I was actually coexisting together with a left-wing party in my little town. Back in the early 90s, I wasn't a part of the left-wing party, because they were wimps, I thought. But I was working together with them. And it sucked. Being in small town community politics, because, you know, it was just a bunch of old people who decided everything. So I was there for a year or so, I did. But I haven't... and also, of course, I've been in politics demonstration and stuff. Yeah. Back in the days,
Do you want to steal the points or no?
No. That's a fair deal.
So we had politics 500.
Yes, it's my turn now.
Yeah, it is.
So I'll try the question mark 500.
Okay, that's the mystery category.
mystery box.
Yeah.
If you were a drug or a drink, what would you be?
Oh, that's nice. I choose one of them. Let me see. A drink, I would be Sex on the Beach. That's it.
Foxy.
I like that one when I used to drink. A drug, I don't know. Cocaine, maybe? I'm kind of a speedy guy. Or maybe amphetamine, that's better.
You are what you eat.
Yeah, I am what I am, also. Yeah, that's okay for you.
Would you like to steal the points?
No.
Oh, you're so kind.
Yeah, we are kind to each other. Yeah.
Okay, it's your choice.
It's my turn.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I suck at the punk category, but I'll do that. 250 for punk. Yeah.
250.
Punk 250.
What was the first punk song you've ever listened to?
I am pretty sure that it was something from Nevermind the Bollocks. And as I recall it now, it must have been Pretty Veikkaat. And this was in 1977.
Yeah?
Can you steal that?
I cannot. No.
That's wrong.
I'll choose the tour 250.
Tour?
We try.
Yes. What has been the most memorable experience you have ever had on tour so far?
Like overall experience, not just okay.
Yeah,
I got to think a little bit. I think me and Shell, we went out on a boat with some locals in Brazil, and I didn't know what to expect, like. What's going on now? Because we didn't know them really. They were just punk people going to the show. And they took us out to some area where not tourists were allowed to go, like, or I don't think tourists can find it anyway. And we took a boat right out in the, like, yeah, Atlantic rainforest water or whatever. And it was extremely beautiful and something I never have expected to be a part of. Yeah. That's one overwhelming story.
So it was a beautiful experience.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. Very beautiful. Can you top that? Yeah, probably.
Nah, I don't think I should try to do that. No, I'll take another question.
Yes, okay. but the answer would be wrong because this is the most memorable thing you ever had on tour, I guess.
It's a really hard question. There's so unbelievable many things that comes to mind.
Yeah.
But I think you've been talking about that, you and Shell. And they took you out for long, long.
Yeah.
It was like really far away. Yeah. Like if they, you know, they could have killed them.
Yeah. Steal our stuff and leave.
Or clone him.
Yeah. There was nobody living there. So,
yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So do I have to take the prime?
No, you can choose whatever you want.
I can choose whatever I want. Now I'm starting to get the hang on questions and everything. So maybe I should just go for a tour of 500 then.
Bad boy.
To try to talk to you.
Yeah, I know.
Do you have any rituals or traditions that you maintain on the tour bus?
You have some rituals?
No, not really rituals. I need to sit far in on the left side so I can hear what other people say. Because I'm pretty much deaf on my left ear. The ritual would in that case be just talking really, really nonsense in the tour bus. For hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and not stopping ever. In Swedish, that, you know, really quick, snappy comments and quite aggressive too.
Yeah,
I would say.
Yeah,
kind of aggressive
in a good way.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Sarcastic,
you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
When we had it's not even a ritual, but it was a funny thing that we did back in the days in the 90s. Every time someone closed the side door or the van or so, someone would scream like "Aye!" And the first 2-3 times were really funny because you thought someone.
Yes.
Had their fingers.
Yeah,
you were kidding. But then it's sort of, you know, you just did it.
But did it ever happen? And
no.
Everybody's laughing.
But we're in Slovenia. And it happened to the old Yugoslav prime minister, Tito, in Stockholm. He was on an official visit to Stockholm. And the the limousine driver slammed the door.
For sure.
Tito had his fingers.
Oh. I didn't know.
It was so embarrassing. But yeah. It's a good story from being in Slovenia.
Was it filmed?
Yeah.
Can we find it in the internet?
I think you can.
Okay.
Just, you know, Google Tito.
I would check it out.
I guess he wanted to slam his head, but
I think he was just an idiot. Yeah. Yeah, cool.
Yeah. Your point.
Your point, definitely.
Definitely.
So I'm not going to try. I'm going to go straight on the crime 1000.
Yeah.
I have to.
Yeah. Okay.
Why not? I have no idea what I'm putting myself into.
I set the trigger warning before, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So what is the worst thing ever happened to you?
Worst thing?
Yeah.
That somebody else did them, probably.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that I did it myself.
No, that is another question.
Yeah. I think, yeah, let me think how many years. Maybe like 2014 or something, 10 years ago, I was jumped by neo-Nazis in Sweden, like in the town where I lived at the moment, called Lund, and it's really a student town, a lot of people from all over the world, lots of students, young people, and these were like teenager, a bunch, like 4 of them or something, 5, out in the afternoon on a Sunday, and I was just going for a walk, and our eyes met. And I was like, okay, that's fucking Nazis. That's weird, you know. And I kept on walking and I turned around and they were standing there looking at me. And then they started chasing me and then they hit me in the face.
Oh, yeah.
But I sued them. I found out who the guy was who hit me and blah, blah, blah. But it was kind of a weird and scary situation because they had boots, you know.
For sure.
Like if I would have fallen down, they probably would have kicked me in the head. So, yeah. But the worst part was probably that I was out for a Sunday walk. This happened.
Yeah.
Like, it fucked up my view on normal life, I guess.
So that was no fun with the trigger warning.
Yeah, but so maybe all good. All good.
Maybe it's not we have
for
to
me, but yeah, it's more anger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe we have to think about that question and change
it. No. I don't know. No worries. I mean, that was a crappy situation, but I mean, long time ago. No worries. No trigger.
Okay.
Thanks.
Cool.
Did I get the points?
Yeah, of course.
I guess.
And
no trigger, man. All good.
So question mark 1000.
Ooh.
Now, whoa.
That's cool. The mystery. Oh.
If you had a time machine, where would you travel? Back or forth, and which year?
The first thing that comes to mind is, like, musically, where would I want to go? And what is the thing that I would most have liked to see?
Yeah.
And I think that I would say, this is not... it's going to destroy my punk rock image here. But I would have gone to the late 50s somewhere. Still in Sweden, though, in Stockholm. Because Miles Davis and his quartet came to Stockholm and they recorded this incredibly. You know, they were the punks of that time, playing bebop. I would have really loved to see one of those concerts. Like four really tough black guys just playing this amazing jazz. That would have been really fun.
Yeah. So who wins gets a time machine.
The other time. Yeah.
Maybe you can top that. Yeah.
This will ruin my punk rock reputation. No, I would just go back to 1984 and watch the World Slavery Tour by Iron Maiden.
Of course, you have that.
And then afterwards, I join you on your shows.
On my stands. Yeah.
I would go to 2014 and punch those motherfuckers.
Yeah, you would.
On the Sunday afternoon.
I don't think they have a nice life nowadays. I think I also fucked it up for them. So, yeah.
So one more each.
It's my turn, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure. Let's try the punk 500 then.
Punk 500, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Might not nail this.
What annoys you most about punk?
Annoys?
Yes, annoys.
Like people, punk rockers who think that punk is about fucking things up for other people, like being annoying and drunk and, you know, fucking shit up. For me, it's like a more... social and political state of mind, like it doesn't have anything to do with getting most wasted in the room and throwing shit at others. I don't know. That annoys me, that people can hijack the punk rock thing in that way.
Yeah.
It annoys me a lot, since I'm a sober guy, mostly that reason. Yeah. You understand it?
But on the other hand, going back to when punk started, that was what was all about.
Yeah. But I'm talking about nowadays, when I feel I wasn't there back then.
No. Sniffing glue and being obnoxious. Yeah.
Sniffing glue was nice.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go for let's go for punk 1000.
No, it's a good question for you.
You got to nail it.
Yeah.
Punk is 40 years old or more. And what has changed the most and what has stayed the same?
Well, the annoying thing has... It's been around for 40 years.
It's around, but it changed also. Eh?
Yeah. And I think it goes sort of in waves. It's really hard to say. The political stuff is still there. I mean, it's sort of divided from being the fun I mean, if you can even consider Blink and bands like that to be punk rock, you know. And they're still like very political bands. So what was the question again? No. I don't even know. I keep, you know, things keep coming up that hasn't got anything to do with the question.
Oh, just let it out.
Yeah, I think it's cool that we nowadays can be punk rockers and look very ordinary. It hasn't got anything to do with how you look anymore. But that is still, on the other hand, some people think that that's the way, what's important. So it's very confusing to... I mean, I never, well, maybe in the early 80s, I, you know, had black hair, but I was never like a punk. I was
never had wear a mohawk or something.
No. The worst thing I did was I colored my hair. I dyed my hair black. And then I wanted to make it white or blonde. So I tried to dye it and it became all carrot.
Yeah. Classic.
And then I was like, shit, this is really cool. And I had it like a back slick. And it looked really, really weird. But everyone hated me in my little town where I lived. They were like, fuck that guy. I don't know if I answered your question, but...
I don't know. I what was the question?
Yeah. Some stuff stays the same and some stuff change. But in a different way.
Perfect final words, I think.
Oh, political, like a politician.
Yes. Very good.
Well, I have nothing to add. I mean, okay. It's as you say, I guess. I mean, what I said earlier, I mean, for me, punk rock nowadays is not about what it usually was. Somehow being a rebellion still in some way. Should stick to the game. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I'll choose to... Yeah.
And also to treat people good.
Yeah, of course.
It's very important.
Absolutely.
Act smart and treat people good.
Yeah. Absolutely. Have a good big heart.
And do shit you want to do.
Yeah. Do shit like you want to do. Stuff. Play this game and have a good time.
Yeah.
And I'll do the crime 500.
Yes.
Yeah, why not?
You're a dangerous guy.
Yeah.
Danger seeker.
I live the life filled with crime.
So it's like the 1,000th question. It's the other way. What is the worst thing you've ever done?
I didn't do two bad things. I mean, drunken mistakes, like, or, you know, behaving drunk when I was younger. Maybe probably stepped on somebody's toes, you know. I was in maybe a few small fights over shitty, you know, situations, late nights. Maybe because I said something. I remember, at like the hamburger place or whatever where I lived, and I was standing in a line or something, and there was always this racist old man, like, screaming to the guys working their asses off, and I could never just be quiet. And a few times it ended up with me getting like hit in the face because I couldn't just let it go. So.
It's not the worst.
No, I mean, but that's the kind of fights I was in. Like, I never like started a fight with somebody, but I maybe said something that annoyed people. So, but I don't know. Yeah, that's about it. Yeah.
That's your crime part.
That's my crime part, yeah.
So you're...
Being a good guy. Yeah.
Telling the idiots to shut up.
Yeah, because I fucking hate them. Yeah.
that's not a crime. That's
a crime to me.
Okay, I might have been hitting back too.
Yeah, but yeah. I think it was idiots.
Yeah. Always idiots, never good guys.
Cool.
That's it.
Good job.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
Top it.
Like, the worst thing I don't want to talk about. That's so let's do a tour 1,000.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, it can be
the two guns.
Okay, what was the most absurd misunderstanding you experienced on tour due to language barriers.
Okay, language barriers. No, but do I even have that?
I don't know. Probably.
That's not on tour. That was before I joined the band. Okay. Did we end up somewhere we shouldn't have been because we misunderstood someone? Nah, this is hard.
This is hard.
I can't even think of like where I misunderstood someone because of language. I'm trying to think like it should have been right in the beginning. That we did something wrong, or but
something funny. It's not a misunderstanding, but something funny.
Something funny of the misunderstanding.
Before the internet, probably, because then you could always Google Translate now.
Now I give up. Can't really think about. I'm probably just when I walk out. Yeah, they had a really good story there.
So you can come back later and give your answer.
I can, to be honest.
Are there special dialects in Sweden?
Yeah, a lot. Yep.
A lot?
I mean,
yeah.
Of course, you misheard stuff or misunderstood probably, but I can't think of any certain situation.
There's okay.
Good for you. Good
yeah.
For
you. Yeah. I'm happy.
Really.
So, you have one now?
No. The only thing that comes to my mind.
But did you understand my question?
One funny thing, though, with language, and it's between Sweden and Norway, is that beer in Swedish is. Take it again. Bear in Swedish, like a slang for beer is bash. And in Norway, bash was shit.
Awesome.
So many people go to Sweden to Norway and they want to buy beers.
Oh, was your beer?
Give me a bash. Give me a bash.
That's cool.
Oh, shit.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So.
I think
it's my turn.
Yeah,
you don't have to end it up.
You decide.
You decide.
I'll try the question mark 250. Then I'm done.
Okay,
I gotta try it. The mystery box number two.
Okay, just a second.
Yep.
250. Yes.
Yep.
The last time you did something for the first time, what was it?
Mm-hmm. I try to do things for the first time all the time, because that's the way you evolve as a human being, like trying new stuff. I moved into a house in October, started to renovate, do things for the first time. All of them were for the first time,
cool,
but not the last time, definitely. But I enjoy it, and I look forward to learning more. Yeah,
cool.
Happy with that?
Yeah.
So let's end this with Politics 1000.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, you gotta.
You fucker.
Okay. If you could change one thing in the world, what would it be?
It's big question.
Overwhelming question.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And this shitty interview.
And I mean, this is like I could change anything.
Yeah,
but that would be very, very general to say that we should end capitalism.
Yeah, positive.
I think that would be the best thing to do.
It would be a solution for many other problems.
Well, yeah, that would sort of
it would probably do some bad things too, but I think that it would do some good things more.
Yes, so, at the end.
Yeah, let's go for that. Karl Marx.
Okay.
I would just add that I would also wipe away all the religions in the world there on top of that. And then I say, bye-bye. I think those two are the main roots of all shitty things in the world.
Good idea. Good ad.
Yeah. That's my ad. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.
Viva la Podcast. Podcasten muss sich wieder lohnen.
Wir bieten dir kostenloses Podcast-Hosting ohne Limitierungen.
Du kümmerst dich ums Podcasten.
Und wir kümmern uns um den Rest.
Und das Beste daran, du verdienst auch noch Geld. Ab dem ersten Hörer.
Der ersten Hörerin. Besuche uns auf kostenlos-hosten.de und informiere dich.
Teure Hostingkosten müssen nicht sein. Kostenlos-hosten.de. Die Podcast-Re-Evolution.